This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off another edition of the live Saturday show. Of course, we're here doing the same thing we do all week long, is taking your phone calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am getting over a cold, but luckily I'm at the getting over it stage at this point.
Swine flu.
Well, I don't know. You said that swine flu.
Everything's swine flu. If you, the government has made it so that doctors don't can't even test for swine flu anymore. They just say everything's swine flu, so it's fine.
Toll free number is for you 800-259-9231. You can of course bring up anything. Otherwise, we will bring things up that may be of interest to you. And of course, in the news big time this week was this Fort Hood shooting. One guy managed to take out quite a few Army guys, right? Was it the Army?
Yeah, Fort Hood's an Army base.
Fort Hood, down there in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And, Mark, how do you feel about that?
Do you really want my opinion on Fort Hood?
Well, honestly, we haven't touched on it yet, really. I think somebody mentioned it during our weekday program this week, but...
Well, here's my prediction, okay? And I'll, as a matter of fact, I'll bet you 10 push-ups, Ian, that I get called... an American-hating, effete liberal by 9:30 Eastern time, okay?
That's pretty specific. An effete liberal?
Well, an American-hating, effete liberal, yeah. Because it's really about America hating if you don't love the military, you know, then you hate America.
Well, and this guy was actually in the military.
He's a major, yep.
A major?
He was a major.
Okay.
Up for promotion. He was soon to be a lieutenant
higher
colonel.
Higher than sergeant, so... Sergeant.
God, you know nothing.
I've never been in the military. How am I supposed to
He's an officer as opposed to an enlisted person.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So, he was a doctor, and he was about to be deployed.
A psychologist or something, right?
A psychologist, psychiatrist, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the really... You know, a psychiatrist prescribes medicine.
So, he didn't want to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Seems like an inappropriate way to respond. I mean, that's my reaction.
Right.
To this
I don't think you should kill a bunch of people because you don't want to go someplace and kill a bunch of people.
You should maybe just say no. How about that? How about, hey, I'm not going. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
What's that? You want to force me to go? Well, no, I think I'd rather you throw me in the brig.
Well, there's been plenty of people who've refused to go.
Yeah. And they've got away with it.
Yeah, they managed to get away with it.
Because why would the military want somebody who doesn't really want to be there? Why would they really want that? I mean, it didn't work very well when they were drafting people back in Vietnam. So I think I hope that they've learned that lesson that, well, if this guy doesn't want to fight, if this guy doesn't want to come over and work in this one area, why would we want to force him into doing that? I mean, clearly this is what happens when you try to apply force, is that you get unintended consequences. In this case, they tried to force this guy over to Afghanistan. He didn't want to go. And again, I'm not defending what he did. I'm just saying this is what happens when you put pressure on people. They snap.
You know, it's really no great thing that this fellow's got such a darn Arab name, Nidal Malik Hassan.
Of course, the allegations are he uttered Allahu Akbar before he...
Right, and this is all the sort of, you know, wrapping it all up, and this is America versus Islam. And this is what this guy's complaint was. His complaint was is that the global war on terror is, in fact, a global war on Islam. And I don't know how far from the truth that statement is.
With some of the calls we get around here, that's what it sounds like from our caller's perspective, the ones that are very, very upset and they, you know, they believe that Islam is evil.
They're reasonably certain that you could stop terrorism in this world by going and... But the advocations have been bombing the place to glass. They have been rounding up all the Arab folks in the United States and putting them in camps.
Or give them a special Muslim card to carry around.
We've had all kinds of things from, I'm sorry, people that...
Separate drinking fountains.
that is hyperbolic. But the rest of it isn't.
They want a special line for Muslims at the airport, didn't they?
They did want a special line for Muslims at the airport, so the rest of us didn't have to wait as much. Because you know Americans aren't going to blow up airplanes. Of course.
Because Americans would never do terrorist activities like the Oklahoma City building. Oh, right.
Right. You know, I mean, it's...
Wasn't he a Christian, too, the Tim McVeigh?
I don't know. I mean, this guy, Major Nidal Hassan, do you know if he was Muslim?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he just sounds Arab, right? So he probably was a Muslim because that's where he's from, but big, mm-hmm. big fat hairy deal. So
there are crazy people.
In every religion.
Killers in, that would claim every religion.
Now,
all the
now,
major religions.
Now we've really done it because now we're going to get somebody that's going to tell us why Islam is a bad religion versus why Christianity is a good religion.
What, right. Why they deserve to die, but no, what? That's very confusing to me.
Yeah.
It's religions are religions, and I think a lot of religions have a basis of love and peace. It's just that the message has been corrupted,
you know,
by people that want to control people.
If I could get rid of the religions of the world, because I really do believe it's the institutional religions. It's the top down,
mm-hmm.
where there's a guy who stands at the front of the church and
the
he tells the rest of the people what to believe.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay, when you got a preacher up there pounding and sweating and saying that if you're one of them gay people or one of them Islamic people, if you don't love Jesus, it's the only path to righteousness.
You don't do
it's
exactly as I
thing
say
that the Arabs do. You know, these radical Muslim mullahs and stuff like that. It's all the same stuff. So. You know, I do believe to some extent that this Major Nedal Malik Hassan, when he says that the global war on terror is the global war on Islam, I think that he's somewhat right. And America's wrapped up in this whole Fort Hood thing. They're oh my God, 31 people, and I think 13 were murdered and 31 injured. The
pretty
numbers keep on changing.
With handguns, right?
Well, yeah, he had was a handgun. It was called a cop killer. Was the kind of handgun that he had.
Is that right? I thought that was
whatever.
A billet type.
Whatever.
Killer.
I don't have any idea. The news just drops little sound bites, little bits.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I would challenge people with is, if you really care about America's fighting men and women, if you really care, and you think that I am, in fact, an American-hating, effete liberal, or whatever it is that that I'm going to get called tonight, because I don't believe that I should have to pay
because
to perpetrate a war on people who, you know,
well,
for, that I don't agree in.
You're going to get called that because people aren't going to listen. They're going to hear you saying something to the effect of, well, he was right about this, and then that's all they're going to hear is, because this guy couldn't be right about something. He's a madman. I mean, right? He's crazy.
Click.
He couldn't possibly be right about something.
But if you really care about America's fighting men and women, I want to tell you a story that happened yesterday. This is Friday, November the 6th. At least 25 were hurt in U.S. troop search in Afghanistan. More than 25 NATO and Afghan troops were wounded during a search Friday for two missing U.S. paratroopers in western Afghanistan, the NATO-led force said. The Taliban said that the two missing soldiers were dead and had recovered their bodies. Okay, that's all I need to read on this.
Because who died?
25. No, there was people were injured that were working, that were trying to find two American soldiers.
Injured.
So, 25 NATO and Afghan troops. The Afghan troops that we basically pay. We fund them.
Okay.
These are our mercenaries.
Meaning the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you care so much about the slaying that went on here. These same people, if they went over to Afghanistan and their soft bodies caught hard bullets there,
they'd be a blip in the news.
They'd be nothing. No one would care. No one does care.
It gets a mention, doesn't it?
Here's the mention. How many people in America know this story from yesterday about 25 people hurt looking for two U.S. paratroopers? Nobody. But they know all about this Major Hassan fella.
Are you saying that American troops are more important when they die, at least from a people's
the tragedy
perspective,
when it occurs here on American soil? You see, this is what they won't say. They'll say that, oh, these people die for freedom and all that other stuff. But what they really care about is keeping the killing outside of the American borders. That's what the concern is. And it's the same way that the Roman citizens, they bragged that Rome didn't have, anything happen inside of the territory or whatever, south of the Rubicon River for seven centuries. Well, that's because the Roman citizens were able to finance, through pillaging, able to finance a giant military that kept the fighting elsewhere. And I contend that that's what we're doing now.
That's what the U.S. government's
yep.
doing. I don't want to have any part of this.
Well, whatever.
And, point of information here, this Malik Hassan guy never would have done what he did had there not ever been a war in Afghanistan, right? I mean, he'd have just been doing his job as a, you know, Fort Hood psychologist, and everything would have been fine because nobody would have been shipping out to some insane fight that's happening half a world away that has absolutely nothing to do with freedom.
If you listen to Obama's advisors, you know, what they say about the war in Afghanistan, the reason that we're over there is a political reason because Obama has married himself to this war. There's nothing as far as a resource, you know, no reason we should be there.
Let me give you the toll-free number. It's 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the shooting down in Fort Hood or the 25 people that have been hurt down over in Afghanistan, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the chat room. Just head on over to chat.freetalklive.com. You'll find people in there. Of course, best time is during the show, but it is open all the time. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business. Create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It is Kurt in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Kurt.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Kurt?
I've never caught you guys. I listen to WSC as often as I can all day long.
Great station.
And it's a great station. I tend to lean more to the hard right, and I never heard you two folks before, but the last 30 seconds of the diatribe that I caught right before you went into commercial just curled my toenails.
What specifically?
It sounds like maybe you want to go polish Obama's shoes. Have you read Mein Kampf and are you Marxist? We need finish the war.
Now you're talking. Wait. Obama, not a Marxist. Hitler, Mein Kampf written by Hitler, not a Marxist. Like you've covered democratic socialism, national socialism, and I guess communism is what Marxist.
Yeah, well, okay. Why then? Let's break it down to brass tacks. Why shouldn't we finish what we started?
I didn't start anything. How do you finish the war in Afghanistan?
No, let me finish. Okay. I'm 47 years old. I was born at the beginning of Vietnam. And everything that we've been involved with since then, America has not backed it up and finished it off one way or the other. Okay?
What's that mean?
We need
to finish it off.
To stand firm. If we go in as a nation,
what does that mean?
Wait, before he goes on, I have some more questions about socialism and communism. Now, communism's kind of about making people do what they don't want to do for the good of the whole, right?
Oh, let's not get started on this medical thing.
Is it a yes or no?
That's exactly what communism is all about.
Excellent. Wait, before you go on.
Take the money from the rich.
Right. Now, how about take the money from everybody? Because we all have to pay for it.
For everybody. It doesn't work.
Right. So you're taking money from everybody in order to fight this war over there. Aren't you really just a war communist?
No, I don't.
I don't
want to
pay
that.
For it.
I'm not interested
in your war, dude.
I believe at the end of the day that we as a nation are trying to better the world.
That's a communal statement right there.
Right.
We,
so we as a nation, no, the good of the nation is more important than the good of me. I don't want to pay for your war, dude.
See, right now, I actually believe that we should back out of Iraq right now.
I don't care what you think. Obama is the only one that matters. Do you understand? He's the commander-in-chief. And you apparently believe that the nation whom Obama runs should do whatever it is they should do.
Wait a minute. Obama, step in
nation.
Here for a moment.
He is not the nation.
That's right. There is no such thing as a nation.
Right. There is no nation,
you
dude.
You are correct
I am
about
me,
that.
You are you, and
right.
Obama is Obama.
So please stop using this collectivist speak of we
right.
did this and we did that.
It's communist talk.
Right. Because that's what the communists have indoctrinated you. You understand this? Hang on one moment, dude. Hang on. Let me explain something to you. You've been indoctrinated so thoroughly. And I've been there, too. I've been right where you are, where you've been indoctrinated to this commie speak of we did this and we did that. I did not invade Iraq. I did not invade Afghanistan. I am not in Afghanistan. And I don't want to have anything to do with any of that. So, you know, how can you call me a communist?
Before you go
okay,
on, the black...
On the other hand, you are not over there fighting, are you?
Thank goodness.
But I'll tell you this.
So
guys
you
with guns will come
to that except for your tax dollar.
Right.
Your tax
guys
dollar
will come to my house.
They'll over there risking your life. Okay?
Why would I? I'm not going to risk my life for a politician.
Mercenaries risk their lives all the time for money.
The Constitution says we the people. And until Osama bin Laden changes our constitution, our savior and messiah.
Kurt, I know what your constitution and the declaration and all that stuff said. I used to be
my
a really
constitution.
Kurt,
you're not American.
Kurt,
isn't it our constitution?
Can we have a conversation?
Kurt, did you sign it?
No, I didn't.
It's not your constitution.
God, that some people got out of Europe and stopped being stupid and being overrun by religious zealots and kingdoms and all the crap, and decided to rise up and create a nation that prides themselves on freedom.
There is no such thing as a nation. They're only individuals.
Kurt, I don't have the freedom to say I'm not interested in paying for this war. Doesn't that bother you that men with guns will come to my house and drag me off to prison if I choose not to pay for this war that I don't agree with? That I find morally reprehensible.
That's not going to happen. It's only going to happen under Osama's law.
What are you talking about?
Have
you ever heard of the IRS, dude?
Have you heard of Ed Brown and Elaine Brown?
Yeah, that's all well and good.
No, it's not.
I can't change monetary law in this country as far as the IRS.
But you can stop calling me a commie when it's you who supports communism.
I don't support communism.
Apparently you do.
Let's run it by you one more time.
One more time. Okay, Kurt, one more time. If you think that I should have to pay for this war over there that I don't want anything to do with, you're a war communist.
I don't believe that we should have to pay for it. I don't believe that.
Great.
Hang on, let me finish. I don't believe that we should still have military bases in Japan. I don't believe that we should be backing military
in
Germany. I don't believe
countries.
That our tax base should go there. I believe that money should be spent well-earned here in America. But the fact is, we can't change that as individuals.
Wait, why
so
not?
Until people change their frame of mind, we're stuck with what we're stuck with.
I guess
and
we are.
We're in this war right now.
No,
okay.
No. Kurt, here you go again with your
lead.
You know,
I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, my roommate, and we're right back in Vietnam. It's not a freaking war. And we need to get the hell out of Afghanistan. We need to
I agree with you there.
Get the hell out of Iraq.
Kurt,
and let them kill each other.
We are not in.
I'm with you on that, Kurt. However, there. Just so you know, you can do something about it. 60 million Americans don't file tax returns.
I'm one of them.
Excellent.
All right, so we're on the
Thank
same
you.
Page here, Kurt.
I'm one of them. Do you know why?
Why?
You're a great
I'm
American.
I'm giving you my last name, so she can't find me. I'm in arrears due to circumstances beyond my control, due to child support. And every time I file file taxes, she gets my tax return. And I make darn good money, and she gets $900 a month for one kid. And she gets my taxes at the end of the year. Okay, I overpay for a child. I'm an American citizen. No child in America spends $900 a month. Okay, this is why I don't.
Hey, I feel for you, Kurt. I understand where you're coming from there, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Believe it or not, you know, we probably agreed with Kurt on a few different things. At least what it sounded like. Just hard to ascertain all that through the anger and the collectivist speak. He says he doesn't want to be in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's not. So, Kurt, don't
he's
say
in South
we.
Carolina.
Right, we're not there. I don't think I should have to pay for the people that are there, though. That much is for sure. 800-259-9231, and I won't pay.
I think you should pay for your kid if you have one, though.
Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and we give them away. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy our live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, and our brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines, all there, all free, at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Ian, I don't know about you, but I don't like to make multiple trips to carry anything if I can avoid it.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
One of the things that I have to carry the most are grocery bags with groceries in them. And I recently have found our advertiser and a client of ours called Totosac, and it is some little plastic handles. Actually, they're made of recycled materials and some metal-y things in there, too. And it's all made in the United States. And there's these little handles that help you carry grocery bags and things like that. Now I never go to the grocery store without them, and it makes it so much easier carrying things in from the car.
Yeah, they're always in my car. That's where I keep them.
You can find out more about this product by going to TOTASAK.com. It's Totosac.com. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
In fact, we're going to be doing a giveaway of a two-pack of Totosacs tonight. Is that right?
If you say so.
I say so. It's coming up later. Not right now, so stay tuned for that. But we continue with your phone calls here. Started out the show touching on the situation with the shooting down in Fort Hood. Of course, pointing out that, well, if there had never been a war in Afghanistan, this was my point at least, if there had never been a war in Afghanistan in the first place, as there shouldn't have been, then this guy would just still be going about his business, doing his job, and nobody would have to be dead. And I guess my question for those that support the war is, how many more people are you willing to slaughter in order to finish it?
And what does the end of the war on terror look like?
Right, because the last guy that we had on said he wanted to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
But we had to finish what we started.
But you have to, yeah, but this mentality like? Of this kind of cliche mentality of finish what you started. Exactly. But don't look into it. He mentioned getting out of Japan. Well, that's what finishing looks like in Japan. Eternal occupation.
This is how government ends wars. It stays there.
It never ends. The military is in over 130 countries around the world, over 700 military bases. That's how it ends. They just get themselves right. embedded, and they keep growing and growing. That's what government does. It grows and it grows.
You remember Ronald Reagan? I can't remember the little phrase exactly, but there's nothing more eternal than a government program. Or government programs are the closest thing to what we have as eternal on this planet, or something like that.
I want to get your thoughts at 800-259-9231, or, of course, you can bring up anything. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, right to the phones and the fun. Stephen is on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Stephen, you're
on. Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
My name is Stephen. I'm a libertarian, used to be a Democrat, and now I'm a libertarian here in Indianapolis.
Excellent.
And I'm also a physician. And you all there, you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, and I agree with you completely. I think this whole situation is just a fact that, you know, this guy, had the war not been going on, none of this would have happened. And yep. I'm tired of I don't support the war. I openly get a lot of criticism about it, and I just feel it's a wrong war. I don't like it, and I think the whole thing was started by George Bush and Dick Cheney, based on American greed, plain and simple. And the Republicans pushed it, and the Democrats rubber stamped it. So that's why I'm no longer a Democrat. But
well, at that time, I think that America would have agreed to invading Canada if that's what they thought.
Yeah.
The people that if that's who they were told, the people who perpetrated 9/11 were.
And of course, that would have been wrong too, because the people that perpetrated 9/11 died in the perpetration of 9/11.
If you're going to go with this country thing, they were most of them from Saudi Arabia. We didn't invade Saudi Arabia. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
exactly. But the other thing with this. This gentleman is I got to correct you both on one thing.
Yes,
he is a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. So
okay,
he is a medical doctor, and that's why he can prescribe drugs.
Prescribing medicine.
Okay.
Got it.
And so he went to medical school just like your family physician, but he specialized, did a psychiatric rotation and a psychiatric internship, and so he is an MD.
Thank you for that.
Does it bother you that a psychiatrist like this is clearly not a picture of mental health and going off and committing a mass murder like this?
Well, there's a lot of stress in that particular aspect of medicine. So I just wanted to point out that's not isolated, but this guy is going to get picked on because he's a Muslim.
Yes.
There's a lot of stress between Christians that do the same. There's been physicians that have been psychiatrists that have whacked out and killed Christian white people. Physicians, MDs, that are psychiatrists that have gone crazy and killed all kinds of people. So you never hear about that, though.
Stephen, thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know what's interesting, Mark, is this guy's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not. Surprised by that.
He's likely to face the death penalty, is what this article that I have here, stating. Which
probably true, but that also means that he will be able to speak out at some point. And, I mean, I'm not saying his position is defensible.
But nobody will listen. I mean,
right.
Osama bin Laden's tapes and, his manifestos and all that stuff's out there. How many Americans have read it? Ones that support this war on terror, you'd think that they would at least inform themselves as to what the complaints are.
What he says,
the enemy in the war on terror.
Right. What Osama bin Laden did was wrong. Same thing with this guy down at the military base. What he did was wrong, but what they've said is fairly accurate and
right.
fairly, on target as far as their rationale. I understand it. I don't agree with what they did as a result of it,
sure.
But I understand that Osama bin Laden has said time and time again the reason why the 9/11 attacks happened was because of the U.S. government's meddling over in the Middle East and the killing of people and the CIA and all that stuff.
He points out several different countries. I suspect that his main concern is Saudi Arabia, where he's from, for the ruling family in Saudi Arabia, and likely would like to be king instead of his brother Hassan at this point. And I think that really what we have here is a guy who wants to you know, he wants to be king, and he knows he needs to get the foreign mercenaries out of his land in order to have, you know, sort of a royal war with his brother.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Tom, listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Tom, you are on the air. Tom's gone. I should pay attention to my call screening software. How about Walter, listening to WGMD FM in Delaware? Walter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Walter, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the religious part. Even if we weren't at war with Islam, Islam would still be at war with you.
Well, why is that?
Well, because that's the system that they were brought up under.
Islam, what is that supposed to mean? Can you explain that to me?
Well, for instance, let's go back in history a little bit, what Muhammad was all about, and why was he all about what he was all about. He changed the warring Catholics and the Jews, and he was kind of confused, you know what I mean?
No, I'm not sure what you mean.
You're not sure? Well, let's look back in history, and we look at religion. Everything you do is religion. All education comes basically from religion, even atheism and communism and socialism. All this stuff still comes from religion.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have to do a little research to know what
you're talking
about.
War declared on me? That's what I'd like to know. You asserted that, first of all, I'm not at war with Islam. You asserted I was. I'm not at war with anybody personally. But when are you
Islam
saying war
is at
war
with you?
Okay, please
Islam
explain that.
Islam has a 100-year plan against the West.
Okay, Islam has that plan. Now, Islam's a religion, and that religion started in, what, 600 A.D. or something like that? Aren't they a little behind in their 100-year plan?
Well, not in the conquer of the United States.
How are they going to conquer?
How did they come up with this plan? Is it signed
by? Well, they came up with a plan because they see how the Jews work in government, they see how the Catholic Church work in government, and so they plan on doing the same thing.
So what
are the Jews in government? Is Obama a Jew?
Obama's connected with the Jews. He's also connected with the Muslims. He's also connected with the Christian Church. And he's also connected with the Freemasons.
How are they going to win this war?
Is he part of the British war?
Can we take one question at a time here? Okay, Walter, how is it
going to win this war?
Right. You said there has been a war declared on the West. So what? I mean, what's that going to be like? What's the process?
What's the process?
Yeah, because I don't feel like there's a war against me at all.
What do you believe?
Well, I believe in freedom.
What kind of freedom?
Liberty, the ability to control one's own life without having to ask or beg some bureaucrat's permission, as long as you don't harm anybody else, to be able to live free.
Okay,
I'll bring you back, Walter, and let you answer that. Hang on, because I want to know, where's this war that's been declared against me? I mean, war has been declared against a plot of land, he says. The West. 800-259-9231. I guess I live on that plot of land, so war should be declared against me. What does that mean? How will this war play out? Because I'm not fighting. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Food Insurance Foods.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tis the live Saturday edition. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. It is that holiday shopping season, and you can get it all done over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff that you need, get the stuff that you want at amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. We get back to your phone calls. Walter's still with us, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Walter, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Now, you are going to explain, you declared that someone, Muhammad apparently, you claim, has declared war
not
on...
Not Muhammad.
No?
Not Muhammad, but the religious, probably the people from Saudi Arabia, or, you know, they got a 100-year plan.
So some people have declared war on the West, as you call it.
Specifically the United States.
The United States. So yep. I live within that particular geographic boundary, so you're saying they've declared war on me. So what does that war look like? How will it be? How will it play out? Because I'm not planning on fighting a war.
Well, whether you plan on fighting a war or not, the war has been waged against you because the United States is what opposed the Muslim regime, which is basically out of Saudi Arabia.
Wait a minute. You're mixing your terms now. Hold on. I want to clarify something. You're mixing your terms. You're talking about the United States as though it could do something. It was my understanding the United States was a plot of land. Are you referring, when you say the United States, are you referring to the federal government?
I'm referring to the New World Order, which is the United States.
So
we control, like you were talking about, all those bases around the world. We control so many bases and so many resources
Who's
around
we?
The world.
Who's we?
The United States government.
And is that the world order? So he's talking about the government.
And the Freemason, I would call them the New World Order governors. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so point. I just want to make sure we're still on the same page here. You're saying the United States government controls a bunch of military bases around the world. I agree with that. And you're saying that certain religious factions, Islamic religious factions, have declared war against the United States. Presumably, you mean the government. So what you're saying is they've actually declared war on the government and not on me. Is that correct?
On you as well.
Why
that
you?
Not only includes the Muslims, but it also includes the Catholic Church.
Why would they declare war on
as well as Judaism? Why? Because, look, the preachers in the United States are preaching the good news around the world, okay?
But what do I have to do with that? That's not me. I'm not a preacher.
It doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or not. What is coming out of the United States is the word of faith, a word that's saving people's soul.
So how is this war going to play out exactly? You still haven't explained
how
that one yet.
How is it going to play out? Yeah. Well, I think in the coming years, I think the United States is going to probably just drop off the map as being a superpower. And then it's going to fall back into the laps of the Europeans.
And you think that's going to have something to do with the Islamic religion?
Yeah, well, Islam is a part
of that. Because point of information, Walter, if the United States as a government or whatever, as a country, falls off the map as a superpower, it's only because of its own doing. It's only because it's been printing out a fiat currency and just, you know, letting the printing presses all roll on and just cranking out the money. And that has nothing to do with an Islamic religion. That just has to do with men in search of power over others.
No, that's all been planned.
Oh, I see. You're basically a conspiracy theorist. Because there's no actual evidence of any kind of war.
I'm not a conspiracy theory, but you look at the economic situation right now. All that's been planned.
Oh, I agree with you, but you're saying it's been planned by the Islamic people?
Rothschild, and you probably know a little bit more about that than I do, but it's already been planned.
That's why they have a fiat currency, so they can print out as much as they want and steal your value from you. But what does that have to do with people that are Muslim?
Well, it has a lot to do with people that are Muslim, because people that are Muslim ain't got no conscience. They don't. I mean, their religion ain't really no religion. It's a bunch of concepts from Christianity and Judaism combined together, but out of some wild religion from out of the.
Why would that? First of all, I don't know if what you're saying is true, but even if that were true, why would that make them any less of a religion? All religions are ideas that came from before. A lot of the ideas in the Christian religion were ripped off from the sun god. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. The Christians ripped off Christmas from the pagans. You didn't know that? The Christmas tree was a pagan symbol. The Christmas holiday was borrowed by the Christians. They moved Jesus' birthday to December 25th so they could capitalize on the parties that were being celebrated for solstice. Is that true?
It's all true.
So, look, even if what he's saying is true about the Muslim religion, and I don't know if what he's saying is true, I'd rather talk to a Muslim to get the straight scoop on that. And if you are a Muslim and you'd like to talk to us tonight, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But if it's true that they borrowed their religion, you know, their ideas from other religions, so that's what the Mormons did. That's, you know, you take old ideas, you modify them, you've got a new idea.
You know, the world isn't going to get anywhere with, two people on, you know, different sides going, your religion sucks. No, your religion sucks. No, your religion, there's nowhere to go with that.
Well, it's worse, though, because it's your religion sucks, and now we're going to kill you for it.
Well, that's what it escalates to.
Yeah.
And, the both sides can figure out reasons why the other side's a bunch of bad people. And, both sides have acted like some bad people. But, I guess the Gandhi statement, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind,
sure does.
Really applies here. Because the American people feel like the Muslim people are bad because of what happened on 9/11. I can tell you that if you're in the Muslim world, they believe that 9/11. Some people in the Muslim world believe that 9/11 was just desserts for what's been happening over there as a result of American occupation from prior to 2001. People think that this whole world war on terror started, and maybe for them it did, here in the United States, for them on September 11, 2001. But it was only brought to them at that time, because it had been over there.
Let's go to Nora, listening in Charleston. Charleston, I think West Virginia. Nora, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm actually in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, Charlottesville, listening to WCHV. Hello there.
Hi. I've been listening to a lot of this whole conversation.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, first of all, I'd like to tell you, I'm a former Republican, now Libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
I am originally from Cuba.
Oh, cool.
Migrated to the country at the age of 9.
You what at the age of 9? I missed that part.
Came to this country at the age of 9.
Gotcha.
I'm a naturalized U.S. citizen. I am now 54 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All these years, the Cuban people have been trying to warn the United States of what exactly we are living today. If we don't unite and forget about, you know, I heard this gentleman talk about the religion. You know, at bottom line, when we cut ourselves, we all bleed the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're all human beings, okay?
Absolutely.
God loves us equally. He does not make a distinction whether we're Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, or whatever.
The distinction, I think, is whether you love your neighbor, really.
You got it. You have to walk in the way of the Lord, and that is the only truth. That is it. Follow those Ten Commandments. Have God in your heart. Well, we're at this world.
Hang on a second. Mark, you have a question?
I'm kind of wondering about this Ten Commandments thing. I've been thinking about that this week and last week, and, you know, I'm wondering about saying a pledge to the flag. Because one of the Ten Commandments is, you know, thou shalt not have any graven images. And, you know, isn't a flag a graven image? And isn't standing there with your hand over your heart saying, you know, I pledge allegiance to this this flag, isn't that worshiping a graven idol?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, sure. You're the only one here.
Okay. No.
No?
Worship God is totally different than honoring your flag. Okay.
I want to come back and talk to you about that, if you don't mind. Hang on. If you can hang through the news, I really want to give you a chance to we'll expand on the flag. And, of course, you can call in about whatever you want. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got a full 2 hours remaining. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. Maybe you don't want to comment on this war topic. You can take the conversation anywhere. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI. We'll come back with more of Nora. But right now, I want to give you a two-pack of the Totesac. We told you about it earlier this hour. A bunch of our listeners have picked these things up, and they are loving them. I know I love mine. I've got two in the back of my car right now. Whenever I get back from the grocery store, I load them up. I load the grocery bags onto the Totesacs, carry all the grocery bags in one trip. It's great. Totesac.com, TOTASAK.com. That's where you can order a family pack. But right now, if you're caller number 5 at 603-435-1105, that's a special contest line. If you're caller number 5, you will win a 2-pack of the Totesac. You can try them yourself. And once you try them out, you're going to want to buy some for your family this holiday season. It's going to make a great stocking stuffer for anybody that is old enough to buy their own groceries, I guess. 603-435-1105. Fifth caller wins a 2-pack of the Totesac. 603-435-1105. We will take your calls about anything coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.